The sunsets in September get more spectacular and minutes earlier every day. The twilights are prolonged, and activity in the natural world seems to reach a crescendo as bird life either settles in for the night or takes to the night sky, engaged in that most exciting phenomenon called nocturnal migration. Every September, a spectacular yet little-known phenomenon occurs. Watching tree swallows go to roost. Seeing this massive cloud of birds as it descends in a veritable tornado, if you will, is exciting and unforgettable. Tree swallows are diurnal migrants, meaning they migrate south during the day and generally are extremely gregarious. They gather during this month and into October in large flocks, and they switch from eating insects to a diet of bayberries. The swarms and masses of swallows feeding in favored areas are truly uncountable, as there are so many birds spread over a vast area. At any rate, every evening, starting just before sunset and ending some 10 minutes later, these birds put on an incredible display as they congregate en masse, resembling some enormous science fiction cloud of small alien life forms as they twist and turn, hover and flutter, and generally seethe across the sky at an altitude that makes them hard to see without the aid of binoculars. Counting, even estimating their numbers, is problematic. There could be 50 or 100,000 or 500,000. The only thing for certain is there are a remarkable number of small birds relatively far away, swirling in a very impressive mass. The birds wheel and swoop, and then at some moment that only the swallows understand, they start swirling down in a tight spiral. It resembles nothing so much as, quote-unquote, the finger of God that is used to describe where tornadic funnel clouds touch down. The swallows descend in a vortex, and if you're close enough, you can hear the sound of the air being ripped by all the descending wings. It sounds like a train going by. The birds descend in a dizzying funnel, and the cloud disappears in this long line that descends from the heights to the reeds at the edge of the pond. It is over in a matter of minutes. Some massive birds dropping from altitude to roost cheek to cheek in the security of the reeds out on an island in the middle of the pond. Presumably, it is a very safe place to roost. Any time a mass of life this large congregates, it attracts predators. While the birds were descending into the reeds, several avian predators in the form of merlins, small, fast-flying falcons, came in low level to capture a distracted swallow. They caught their dinner after sunset on this night. The roosting of tree swallows as they pass by for a few weeks a year is as spectacular a natural event as you can ever hope to see anywhere in the world. The roost I was fortunate to watch has been known about for some time on Nantucket. The people I was with on this evening all claimed to get goosebumps, and not from the cool temperatures, while witnessing this incredible aerial display. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.